Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Chuck Bonniewell here. Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. Truth Straight Up.
It's brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. We've got Daniel Greenfield coming up here momentarily. And then also, he had a great column on the problem with Kamala. I mean, where do you start, really, with the problem with Kamala? And then also coming up at 3:30, the Republican establishment elite was forced to back off their illegal coup attempt meeting. Hugo Chavez-Rey with Colorado Hispanic Republicans was there. He's going to fill us in on that. A lot of stuff to update you on that. In the meantime, too, while we're waiting for Daniel, the president... wants to reform this, the U.S. Supreme Court, reform them.
He's happy with Venezuela and their election, but.
Right. Yeah. That worked out fine. He's supposed to make a speech. I'm not sure. He hasn't made it yet. Okay. He tried him and couldn't reach him, so we'll try another thing. So hopefully we'll get Daniel. But anyway, we can talk about the Supreme Court reform. Basically,
or Caitlin Collins.
What they want to do, he's proposing 18-year term limits, which is really actually pretty long when you get right down to it. Anyway, that's not, I mean, if you want to reform it, and you would want to think, again, if you're the Democrats, be careful what you wish for. I mean, I guess personally, I wouldn't really be opposed to term limits for, what do you think?
It's to get it going, Julie. I mean, you start those two, and then you expand the court, and then you get the present majority gone. It isn't that they think
limit certain Supreme Court justices.
Yeah. Conservatives.
Conservative Supreme Court justices' terms would be limited. They want to limit immunity for the president. They want to have an enforceable code of ethics. I'm not sure what that means. You know, kind of like, did you see that Judge Merchan, the judge in the case in New York, right? The judge that screwed Donald Trump over. His daughter, who is a consultant, a Democrat consultant, right? Raised $12.7 million the first 6 months of this year, 85% more than that company has ever raised before.
I wonder why.
Now that's a coincidence. Talk about an enforceable code of ethics.
Right.
we can do that. Okay. Well, wait, let me get my glasses on. Okay. Well, we wait for Daniel. We'll go ahead and maybe we can talk a little bit about the problem with Kamala. It's kind of funny. The Kamala Harris people are attacking J.D. Vance as being weird. And you just look at that. And so
which is perfect. I mean, nothing will be better for J.D. Vance and his kind of getting the people out from the Rust Belt to vote in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania than for the Kamala Harris or anybody else to attack him.
Right, exactly. And this is from Jacob, the Supreme Court can't happen unless he can change the Constitution. Well, exactly. It takes 38 states with 38 Democrat governors and 38 states that have House and Senate that are Democrat. And I think
do you think that'll slow them down?
Yeah.
Do you really think they'll come? Oh, the Constitution. We have to abide by that. They go, no, there's an exception to that one. You know,
they'll try
anything. Long as Chuck Schumer says it's okay. It's
right,
okay.
But Mike Johnson already says it's DOA, dead on arrival. So,
he's just starting the conversation so that you know if they hold on to the Senate and get the House, Katie bar the door.
Let's see. Sandra was saying, I was just listening to a Franktown firearms woman. Can't recall her name on KLZ. Always liked her and what she says, except now. The last thing she said before she closed her radio show was that we should get rid of all parties and only vote for the person. We all know what that is. She supports ranked choice voting. What the hell? Another radio talk show person I will not have to listen to again. How many nutbags?
Who was that?
I'm not sure who that. I don't think it's Kim. I mean, I know it's not. That's from Sandra. I know it's not Kim Munson. I think she's totally opposed to ranked choice voting. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just such a ridiculous thing. Yeah, Mike Johnson from Jacobs said he would not fund the DOJ, and here we are. There you go.
Yeah, right. Good point.
There's that.
Really good point.
But what, back with Kamala Harris, it seems to me a few things are happening. One, the absolute giddy love fest seems to be over,
Well,
right?
not quite.
Oh, I mean, even the Hill is like, well, the Dems are kind of worried about Kamala. And they're kind of acknowledging that Obama was orchestrated the whole thing.
Well, apparently the way those on the inside said that Sunday morning, Obama said to him, "Look, you either go the good way or the hard way. The hard way is we're going to use the 25th Amendment, and I have the backing from
Yeah.
Kamala Harris's vice president to do that, and we have the vote. So either make up your mind or don't, but
You're
one way or
going
the
one
other,
of that
you're."
you're we're going.
And
Yeah.
I think he should have called their bluff. So good, do it.
Right, exactly.
Do
Well,
it.
yeah, I think we will maybe probably never know
We
the
know. I mean,
whole.
that's a lot of people say that's exactly what happened.
I think yes, clearly they were threatening him, right? Clearly they were
Well,
not
it
happy
wasn't they
with
weren't going
this.
to reveal the fact that he had a pedophile conviction or whatever else there is. They were
No.
going to use the 25th and they
They
had the
were going to
votes.
remove him and
Yep.
yet say we could do it. But I think though with Kamala, one of the things that we're starting to see is it's interesting. The attacks are launching on both sides. I think the problem they have with Kamala is goes back to, the reason she dropped out of the presidential primary in the first place, right? She, as a politician, you have to be kind of likable. You have to be kind of relatable. You don't have to be the smoothest or the best orator or anything like that, but there's,
Yeah, look at Joe Biden.
yeah, right. But he's, I think most people would say throughout his career,
He was likable.
he was kind of a likable guy,
Yes.
right?
Wasn't the best orator, but he was
Right.
likable.
And Donald Trump in his own way too, right? I
Yep.
think Bill Clinton, I think, is sort of like epitomizes
Yes.
that, right? Obama may not be particularly likable, but he was admirable.
No,
And
he was likable. He was.
Hillary Clinton had the same thing. She was just not a very
She was not
likable.
like. You're likable. As Obama said, you're likable enough, Hillary, meaning you're not.
Exactly. And I think the problem, and again, going back to Kamala Harris, is she does not come across well in the debate. She becomes even more unlikable every time she opens her mouth. She is, there's just, it's one of those things that's hard to put your finger on, but there's something completely fake about her. Now, maybe it's not. Maybe that's just her unfortunate
Oh no. Oh
personality.
no. She's not fake. She's perfectly
Perfectly
real.
authentic. Perfectly
I mean,
authentic.
her problem is wherever she goes, it's a cluster. When she was Attorney General of California and District Attorney for San Francisco, they would have all these convictions based on false confessions and withholding evidence. And she would go ahead and support the continue the convictions. And to the point the judges said, "Really? You're
Right.
gonna back up this kind of prosecutorial misconduct? And you're gonna do it?" She also kept people in the prison system so she could have cheap labor. I mean, she's horrendous. And now she's for, she was raising bail money for the January 6th people, and
Right.
now she's,
Oh, well, she's the border czar, even though she wasn't the border czar.
Well,
So,
that's so pathetic that they
right.
kind of go, she didn't have a
Well, I mean,
title czar in there. There's no one said she put her in charge, maybe, but.
and that was going to be the next point I was making is that although the love fest is over, the giddiness is over.
It's not.
But what's continuing is the media. The media has, excuse me, now gone totally back to being puppets for the left, right? And puppets for the Democrats. So no matter what Kamala does, no matter how awful she is, we're not going to hear about it. They're going to be reporting how great she is, right? I mean, that's all we're going to hear, and how wonderful she is. I think, though, what they have is so much has happened in the past, even just the past year alone, that I think it's, we've talked before, the media, I think on an hourly basis loses credibility, don't you think? So
I don't
the
know.
fact
It's
that
rock bottom. It's rock bottom. And they couldn't be. New York Times, which was the nation's newspaper, has just destroyed their credibility. It's something it's basically a tool of, I forget which they're the CIA or the FBI. Washington Post is the other one. One CIA, one's FBI. There's nothing you can believe what they write, and
right.
that's unbelievable, really. Tell
Right.
you, I mean, if you remember how mighty it's fallen. It's unbelievable.
Okay. Oh, wait, let me briefly comment with Thomas. So, hey, Thomas, if you have a different number for Daniel from before, maybe try that. I'm not sure. It looks like we may have. He says it seems like the call is being forward. Okay. Well, we'll just commute. Okay. I think then, sadly, we're probably not going to get Daniel
We'll
Greenfield.
get to Caitlin Collins, though.
Okay. We'll get to that in a second. One of the other things I wanted to talk about too, a little bit that kind of ties in with Kamala, and they're trying to do this is they're enlisting the army of the single white female woke monster machine, right?
That's the monster.
They resurrected some ancient comment about J.D. Vance saying that the Democrat Party is basically powered by childless cat women, which is true, right? I
Yeah,
mean, it's like
childless cat woman.
childless women who have cats, right? And maybe they don't all have cats, but they
They
are
do, they
childless.
tend to.
I mean, and the Democrat Party is proud of it. Remember, they've been resurrecting those ads, the Julia ad and the Linda ad, where they show some little girl basically going from childhood through adolescence to high school, college, and then her whole career. Suddenly, she pops up with children. But it's bizarre because the whole time all she does is depend on the government. There's no husband, there's no family. They're pushing that, right? And the single, I mean, because these women have nothing to do, they're completely
Oh yeah, they
unhappy.
work.
Well,
They
no, but I mean, they don't have a life, right? So their
well, they're
life,
working it's their life.
right? And then they volunteer for the Democrat Party. They go to the rallies.
No, most of them don't. Most of them just, I mean, it's in Glendale. You could always pay. There's one place, Cedar Ridge, that had all the cat ladies, and they'd all be in their 30s, and they were unhappy, bitter people. I
Right.
mean, it was.
But that's a Democrat Party, Chuck.
Well, and they were an important voting bloc, so you had to sort of pay attention to the unhappy single women, and you had to come up with, reasons why you what were you going to do to somehow the city was going to pay for something for
Right,
you.
exactly. And just a quick note to Thomas. Hey, Thomas, try texting. I'm not sure what the number is. It'll tell you, obviously, if it's a land. And we're still seeing if we can get Daniel Greenfield.
Doesn't look too good right now.
But I no, I think though that is one reason. I mean, they're going after J.D. Vancer, but here's a
Well, of
problem.
course they
The
are.
problem they have with that is the only people who are offended by that are childless
Carol.
women who have cats, right? No one else cares about it. Everybody else is like, well, there's a lot of truth to what he says. Do you know what I mean? And that's their army, and they're creating more of them. The problem they have with all the illegal immigrants, so you have that childless women who have too many cats, and then illegal immigrants
Well,
is
lots of children.
who are their voting bloc. Exactly. So that doesn't, they'll have to amend that somehow. Of course, the illegal immigrants don't know they're voting.
Well,
So
yeah, but their name's on the rolls.
that makes a difference. But I think it's just kind of funny that people have been making memes. Remember the transportation guy? No, the radioactive guy who was stealing the luggage, the Sam Britton guy who dressed like another. So they've been showing all the pictures of him in his dog fetish costume and saying, and then they show J.D. Vance. And it's kind of like, and they're like, dude, J.D. Vance literally looks like just about every guy in his 30s in America, right? Just kind of,
Got the beard,
got
got
the
the.
beard, kind of the hair going there, and then they show the Biden administration people and their weird fetishes and the trans people and things like that. And it's like, who's the weirdo? I mean, if that's their whole message, that J.D. Vance is a weirdo, and
Sure, they ought to keep it up.
right. Well, it is interesting too. From Sandra, this is very true, Sandra. Don't forget, many of these women are university and college professors, the most educated, stupid people in the world. And Leo says, Sandra, so true. Right. But that's the whole point. The Democrats, they want to have these women who, can be their volunteers, who will get passionate about getting out there, who hate Trump, who hate anyone who's happy, who hate families, who hate God, who hate society in general, right? And they want the government to take care of them and do everything for them. And these are people who believe they are smarter than the rest of us. And since they're the elites, they should be able to tell us what to do. And these women either want to be part of that and think they're part of it, or they want to be told by those people what to do, don't you think?
I mean, I think they're a fairly large segment of
Oh.
the white professional class. They have trouble dating because, one, they're not very pleasant to be around, but more
Sure.
importantly, they're not looking for somebody who makes less money than them, and they make pretty good money. They want somebody who chimes in with their politics, which limits. So there are a lot of limitations on who they're willing to date. And therefore, they don't tend to date very much because they keep it to a very small group of liberal guys who like to be pushed around by women.
Yeah, and years ago, now this is many years ago, I had a friend, and she was like, she could never get a date. She was pretty, she was smart, she was all of those wonderful things, right? I liked her. And she was like, how come I can never get dates and you can get dates? And I would tell her, I'm like, well, you don't like men. And she didn't. She hated men. All she would do is complain about men. I'm like that comes across. In order to get a date, you have to, in general, like the person.
Right, pretend you do anyway.
Even just as a half of the species, right? Even
Right,
if you don't
right.
like them in particular, but the specific individual, you have to, in general, like men. And she didn't. I think there are a ton of women out there, these single cat women, where they don't have
If
any
you're a single
children.
cat woman, please call in or.
Sure, fine, single kid. But in general, that one of the reasons that they're so upset about that, and J.D. Vance said it, is it has sort of that ring of truth, right? When you say that, everybody knows who you're talking about. This is from Jacob. Glenn Beck interviewed Esty Palti, who does the best imitation of Kamala Harris. In her interview, she said she couldn't stand Harris. It was a great interview. Well, yeah, Kamala Harris kind of strikes you as if she hadn't gotten embroiled in sexual politics early in her career, and now she's married to this guy, and you got to wonder about that. You could see her being a, career prosecutor, being a university professor somewhere, teaching someplace, and having like a bunch of cats, right? I mean, I don't know.
Well, she comes across as liking men. I mean, Elizabeth Warren does not, let's say, but she comes across as liking men. But everything else about her, the hideous laugh, the inanity of speaking to people all the way through, it's just not a good picture. She comes across as, she'd be easy to work for, and she's unbelievably awful. She has 98% turnover. Simone Sanders, who worked for her, said she's thinking about she'll never work for another woman, which tells you how awful she was because she's always smiling, right? I mean, she's always laughing and smiling, but apparently she has a very different persona.
And Sandra's like, look what the feminist movement did to women. I woke up real fast. They killed masculinity. And this from Jacob, Julie Newmar, Lee Meriwether, Eartha Kitt, Michelle Pfeiffer, Halle Berry, Anne Hathaway, Cameron. Bykadova, that I don't know. Lily Simmons and Zoe Kravitz were all cat women on Batman. There you go. And they all had cats, and none of them were particularly happy, right?
Well, some of
Which,
the
well, which made them, well, the in the Catwoman shows,
cats.
right? The Catwoman, you didn't want to be like, I want to be Catwoman when I grow up. More, who was that? I can't believe I can't think of her name. The female superhero who wears a little America suit. Not America's suit. Oh, well, anyway, she seems happy, but she dated. So, but anyway, so I think it's funny that they're attacking J.D. Vance. The only other thing, and then we can talk about your Caitlin Clark.
Or we can talk about the Olympics is the same thing.
Okay, the only other thing I would say, though, is Republicans better be careful. I agree with everybody who was cautious. I mean, Biden, that was going bad, bad, bad. But the Democrats, at least with Kamala, they can pretend now. I don't think they're going to have overwhelming enthusiasm, but I don't know what this does to move it into the margin of cheatability, right?
Good point. Good
You
point.
know,
Right.
and I think that Republicans, and I don't get the impression the Trump campaign is taking anything for granted here, right?
But they're not, including their own security.
Right,
More
exactly.
things are coming out about that, on how botched that was.
Right, they never even had a meeting, right?
No.
The Secret Service guys never even had a meeting with local law
Well, you
enforcement.
have to realize, and this is why they're always getting in trouble, you have these guys who spend their entire time, looking like this, looking tough, for nothing. I mean, 99.8% of the time, there's nothing to do other than boss people around, so that's what they do. And then they get into brothels in South America and everything else. But it's a terrible job because it's you're supposed to be on your toes 24/7, except it's impossible to be on your toes for 24/7. And it's more and more comes out. Grassley has lots of things. I mean, it was just a cluster. Just a
Well, yeah,
cluster.
now, and we're getting texts. It shows they were aware for 90 minutes that, that the guy was on the roof. They were looking. I mean, it just, and then the local cops, they should have never trashed them. I said that way back when. No, we never even had any kind of regular meeting with them with communication. So it just sounds,
They're
Jeff,
bored. They're
well, no,
bored.
but I mean, it just sounds like a completely botched thing. And again, as we've said, I think that so much went wrong with that that you have to was it wasn't just like this perfect storm of things that just came together tragically,
No,
right?
yes,
This
they're
is
not.
how they do, this is how they do business, which is the scary thing. And now they're making a big deal. The left media is so funny. They're like, FBI, Trump has finally agreed to be interviewed. Like Trump, he's a freaking victim. He got shot in the head.
Why would you want to talk to
Like,
him? Remember General Flynn
yeah.
agreed to talk to him? Yeah, that was smart. Why anybody would want to talk to
You
him?
got stupid Christopher Wray saying, well, we don't even know if it was a bullet. The FBI was forced to come out and say, I mean, because what was it then? It was what a bee? I mean, what and what killed those people and injured the people behind him, right? What was the shrapnel? It was like such a stupid thing to say because even if it was shrapnel, it's like somebody shot the president in the head, but the FBI was forced to come out and say, no, it was a bullet.
Oh
It was a
wow.
bullet.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I mean,
Well, if
you
I was him, I would not talk to the
know, exactly. Then what? They'll indict him for that, right?
FBI. Well, they did Flynn. I mean,
Well, if I were Trump, I would talk to him, but I would be the one talking. I would say, "What the frick, you people? Do you know what I mean? Can you guys get your act together? How hard is this to
make sure you
investigate?"
record it. Do not let them take their 702
Oh
notes.
yeah, I'm sure. Well, yes, I think Trump and his staff are. Yeah, it's
Uh-huh.
from Jacob. Now they'll indict Trump because Trump claimed it was in a bullet. It was a
Yeah.
bullet with an attorney. Okay, but Leo, before we get to the Olympics, let me say the only sports in the Olympics should be track and field, swimming, gymnastics, and some rowing to fill in the gaps. Leo, what about women's beach volleyball, though? I mean, that's a popular one. Okay, wait, before we get Hugo Chavez Rey coming up here in about 8 minutes to talk about the GOP establishment smackdown by the judge and their wacky meeting that wasn't a meeting. What it, you were saying we need to talk about Caitlin Clark, the basketball player, and I'm like, well, that's been around for a while.
No, they're redoing it and stuff. I mean, the thing about Caitlin Clark, the WNBA is largely black, largely, or at least an important segment, lesbian, and certainly not a big Christian group. And so the welcoming that Caitlin Clark has been so much worse than, let's say, Jackie Robinson. I mean, Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier with the Brooklyn Dodgers in the early 50s, and they had some players who were, mean to him and everything else, but the staffs were not mean to him. By and large, he was not, his accomplishments were not denigrated,
Right.
and he was largely applauded. Now, what Caitlin Collins has is she's the savior of the WNBA. WNBA is dead other than Caitlin Collins. So you would think they'd go, oh great, we're getting sold out crowds, we're doing great. No, they don't like her at all. And so the five women who were in charge of picking the Olympics were all black women. And they said, well, she didn't have international experience, so we couldn't choose her. And then so, what are you talking about? She played for the US team and this and that. Well, but.
Well,
And if you think racism is limited to whites, you're wrong.
it's not, it's racism and it, like you said, and it's, she's got a boyfriend. I mean, she's good, all kinds of stuff. And we'll briefly talk about the Olympics. I did not watch the opening ceremony, which I never actually watch it. But it, they have now, under the guise of, I'm not sure, copyright, I guess, infringement, they're banning people from posting any of the pictures of some of the god-awful segments of the Olympics. It was like pouring rain, apparently. Lady Gaga was awful. Celine Dion, I guess, was good. And then they had, as we've all seen, the weird transgender, very graphic sexual thing mocking the Last Supper, even though they said that was just a coincidence that it looked like the Last Supper.
Total coincidence.
It's like, on the other hand, though, let me ask
See,
you this.
they're inclusive. They just want to make sure everybody felt welcome, except, well, heterosexual people and
Who would be watching the Olympics, except for their core audience, right? Because I don't know. I just don't see the anti-Christian, satanic, transgender, fetish people, watching rowing, right? Or the
They might.
pentathlon
They
or something. I
may.
mean, maybe they would. But it's just, I don't know. It was, I think, atrocious. They've gotten panned, and now they say, well, it's a copyright infringement, so no one can show any pictures of it. You feel kind of
A
bad
little
for the
too
guy.
late.
Thought when you came to them and you're like, okay, so number one, it rains in France. Why would you have the entire thing outdoor sailing on a river? I mean,
Well, it doesn't rain that much in the summer.
doesn't it? Okay, well, but still, you would, if I were planning a wedding, right, I would have some kind of contingent in case it rained, right? And the way they did it, there was no contingent, but it's like, okay, well, that's what happens. I bet next time they don't have it all outdoor. Secondly, can you
Well, it'll be
imagine?
LA, so they probably will.
They were showing all of the commercials beforehand where it was kind of where Peyton Manning was being funny and he was drawing up designs for the Olympics. And none of them, and there was a joke, right? It was a farce. And everyone would be like, right, Peyton, right? He'd have these stupid ideas. None of them were stupid as what they actually ended up showing, right? You would, maybe the people thought that it was a joke, right? When this guy, the director, the producer came, he goes, and then we're going to have the giant transsexual gender guy dressed in blue, and he's going to come out of this Last Supper dish, and then we're going to
Well,
twerk with children. And maybe they thought it was a joke,
I didn't
right?
think it was a joke.
No,
He
I know I'm joking. I mean, sarcastic.
he's a very out front gay guy, and he was going to make sure the Olympics was inclusive. So it was very inclusive of everybody who you wouldn't necessarily want to be leading your Olympics.
No. It's, I mean, you want somebody, granted, it has to be somebody young, somebody hip, somebody cool, but it should be somebody
Well,
who has kind of a
he's
pulse
hip,
on
not
what
that
the,
young. I think he's 40 or 41,
what
but
do you
yeah.
mean? Somebody who has a pulse on what like people like to watch, right? This is from Charlene, the gay guy in charge of the opening ceremony. Candace Owens is finally being vindicated for being, for revealing that Macron's wife is a man. From Sandra, the commie left did not have a sense of humor. Don't forget, they want to destroy everything they touch. And the only thing the Olympics needs to include is athletes. Exactly. And the trouble I had with the Olympics, we watched a little bit of the swimming. Yeah,
Under protest.
under Chuck, well,
Under
I liked it. And
protest.
I liked
Under
the
protest.
gymnastics.
However, I did like the seven-man rugby where France upset Fiji in an incredible game where this guy who was one of the top 15-man rugby, and now it's so different that you specialize in one sport than the other. He would come in halftime for the last two games. It was unbelievable. Scored and scored and scored and scored and scored. And I mean, that
Great.
was fun.
Right.
Everything else, nothing.
Yeah, but I forget, was it Leo or Jacob that said there are just way too many sports anymore, right? Everything is, tiddlywinks is an Olympic sport practically. I mean, it was fun when, you could kind of watch it, from
Well,
seven to nine
it
a
was
couple
a
nights a
track and
week.
field and swimming and
Right. Now it's like everything. You can't even keep track of it. And it's kind of like, I don't know what. Sometimes you go into some of those giant warehouse stores and I just get overwhelmed. There's just too much to buy, right? So I don't end up buying anything, right? And I think that's kind of the problem. We'll see though. They had good ratings and
Did they have good ratings?
yeah. Well, it's hard to tell because in fairness anymore, because I mean, so much of it is being is streaming,
Streamed, yeah.
right? So it's kind of hard to tell on what happens with that. But let me one more comment. A Catholic priest just released a statement that Macron's wife is an older man. Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I think that, yes, that's been sort of out there.
It's been
And
out there, it's not true.
okay, well, today I was reading stuff that said it was true. Not true. Okay. Well, all right. We'll get to the bottom of that. And either way, the Olympics are so bad that we deserve to be able to say that. We deserve to be able to say whatever we want. And now I said we do have Hugo Chavez Rey with us.
All right, let me introduce him. Hugo is just a great patriot. He's the chairman of the Colorado Hispanics. He's been an activist in Colorado and Texas for 35 years. He has his own podcast, the Patriot on the Hispanic Patriots, and he's one of my favorite guys out there. So, Hugo, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Chuck. Hi, Julie. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
Just a quick correction. I'm no longer a chairman of Colorado
Oh,
Hispanic
okay.
Republicans. I'm former chairman.
Okay,
Former
former
chairman.
chairman. Well,
All right.
I wanted to talk to you as we reported Friday, the Colorado Republican Party got a temporary restraining order filed to prevent this sort of GOP elite upstarts from having a meeting where they were going to, an illegal meeting where they were going to try to oust Dave Williams. Initially, I think there was some furor over could they or could they have the meeting. They finally decided they could not have the meeting, so they turned it into a rally.
Then they turned it back into a meeting halfway through because Channel 9 apparently said that no bond had been posted.
But then they found out it had been posted, so then they had to switch it all again.
Well, tell us your
So you were
impression.
there. Yeah, you were there. So what happened?
Well, after hearing all the, I didn't find out about the TRO till late Friday, but Adam DeRito and I were planning to go down there anyway to observe. I'm a voting member, but I was not going to be participating in the charade. But so we got there, and well, I got there early. I got there right around 7, just because I wanted to observe the parking lot and the front door. So I parked like in a, strategically in the corner, and I had full view of the parking lot and the front door. And when I got there was about 4 cars, so I sat there just, using my phone and talking to other people, and then a couple more people showed up, and then a gentleman walked over to my car. His name is Daniel, and I'm gonna butcher his last name, but he's the chairman of Weld County Republicans. So we had a good chat. This guy was reasonable. He wasn't one of those radicals. And we talked about the meaning of the meeting, the process, and all the other things. And I said, look, my position has been steady all along, is the process is the process. If you want to call a special meeting, then you need 25% of the entire Central Committee to request it. And the way you request it is via petition. Now, I will grant that the bylaws are a little vague on how the petition is presented, but common sense tells you if you're going to present a petition, then it should be a petition of verifiable names and or signatures, right? So Todd Watkins gets this list from Nancy Pelosi, unauthorized, I might add, because I was also at the Jefferson County meeting where Nancy got censured. And they instructed her to turn over all materials that she had created in the initial kerfuffle, if you will, because she was on the, if you remember, she was on the media, she was everywhere. She
She was
was
all
kind of
over.
like, she became the ringleader overnight, and then she connected with Todd. And so it ended up that she gave this list that she had created to Todd Watkins, in violation of her own executive committee instructions. So Todd takes that list and basically does nothing with it other than look it over and assume that everybody on that list is a participating member into this movement to remove Dave Williams, and he turns that in to the state party and says, here's our petition. You have 10 days to call the special meeting, and it must be within 30 days of that date. So the first thing that the state party did, as you probably know, is that they rejected the list because it wasn't verifiable. They told him
It was
you
just a
need,
group of names.
it was just
They
them.
would just type names
It's
out.
like I could type up a list of names and turn it in. I mean, anybody could do that. But so Todd didn't like that. He says, no, you verify them. They're good. Well, it doesn't work that way. Come on. If you're going to do something, at least do it right. If you want to get 25%, and he may or may not have been able to do that, I don't know.
Well, if he could have,
He would have.
because all they're asking is let us see emails from these people saying they want to be on the list. They weren't requiring actual signatures, requiring nothing. And it's clear if these people were available, they would do that. I mean, it wouldn't be very hard. Now, the problem is that a lot of them don't want it. Well, then you got a real problem.
Well, they wanted a they wanted a verified list. In other words, Mr. XYZ, are you a party to this movement?
Right.
Yes. Okay, boom, you're on there. And just go down the list. But that's incumbent upon the person that's wanting to do the petition,
Right, not
not
the
the state
state.
party. You know,
Right.
that's the, you're gonna, I'm gonna petition you and I'm gonna say, well, here, you do the work.
Yeah.
You know, it was just dumb. And they've been fighting that little scenario all along, say, no, it's legal. We followed the bylaws. No, they didn't. And that's basically the whole dispute in the beginning, is they didn't follow the bylaws. Had
Right.
they followed the bylaws, a meeting would have been called, and you know, we might be on our way to a meeting. In the meantime, when he refused to do that, the state party called their own meeting for August 31st, and basically said, you know, this is the official meeting, and all central committee members are urged to attend this meeting, and then they outlined the agenda for that meeting. I can't remember if one of the agenda items on that meeting was the removal of Dave Williams, because since there was no official petition for
Right.
the special meeting at that time, I don't believe that there was any requirement for the party to
Right.
say, we're going to discuss this issue.
No, as a practical matter, they reserve something for all petitions, valid
Yeah. So
petitions.
they kind
So
of
if they could come up with a valid petition, it'd be on
there's a
the
slot.
31st.
Well, so they
Okay.
went ahead then, like we were saying, and so the state said five. They said, we're having our meeting anyway. The state got the temporary restraining order. It sounds like it was kind of confusing there, but eventually, I guess Barb Kirkmeyer stood up and said, okay, we're going to have a rally. What was, for how many people?
No, he's
Well,
got it wrong.
here's what happened. Okay,
Okay.
so after the first conversation I had, then a little while later, Todd drives up. I saw him, and about 10 minutes later, I was having a conversation with Adam in the parking lot, and here comes Todd with two deputy sheriffs walking behind him. You know, like he was his support team, so to speak. He walks up to me and he goes, what are you guys doing here? I said, well, I said, well, it's a free country. I'm a voting member. I can be here if I want to, you know. What are you going to do? Run us off? And Adam was trying to, in that moment there, he walked up, he introduced himself to Todd, and he put his hand out to shake it. Todd wouldn't shake his hand.
What's Adam's last name?
Dorito,
Okay.
D-E-E. Yeah, Dorito. He's from Weld County. And so the two cops standing behind Todd, not in view of him, were rolling their eyes and just, they were just
Like,
cracking
what are
up at
we
this
doing
guy.
here?
Yeah,
What
that's, and later now, later that, after I got into the building, I walked over to them and I asked them, I said, so what do you think of all this? And he says, well, we're just collecting overtime, so we're just here to, so we're just here to observe and make sure nothing happens. But I said, well, there's, you know about the TRO, and they said yes. And so I said, well, I'm here to make sure that there's no official meeting gaveled in, and that would have been after credentialing. So it started out as just a little town hall type discussion where several people were coming up to speak, and you know, it was going on. And then Barb Kirkmeyer, about an hour later, Barb Kirkmeyer gets up on the stage and says, we have found out that the state party did not pay the bond for the TRO, so we're going to proceed with our meeting. So we're urging everyone to go out into the lobby and credential yourself in. So, like a bunch of lemmings, everybody stood up and went out there, and they were credentialing in like a normal meeting, you know. And so I went out and I was just looking around, and I was taking pictures of different people, and some people had proxies. But although I never saw a physical proxy being presented, they had, I think they had a predetermined list of who had proxies. But if you know anything about the proxy process, because I had one last year where I was unable to attend because I was going to be out of the country. So I gave my proxy to somebody here in Denver County to go to the September 30th meeting last year. And the process is I had to fill out the form, sign it, and the person that was going to carry the proxy had to sign it. and I had to submit it to the state party
Right.
for
Right. Yeah, you
certification.
can't just show up and say, here's my proxy. I have a proxy here. No, you're right. It's
Exactly.
really, well, that's, I think, why they wanted to have this meeting, is they just wanted to create their own rules,
Yeah.
right?
Which
So
violates the bylaws, by the
then
way.
we
You know, the
got into.
bylaws say you have to follow, if you have a special meeting, you have to follow the bylaws of the state party, including the rules.
Right.
You
Yeah.
cannot have your own rules committee who decides what the rules are, and they did. I mean, they said,
Yeah.
okay, if you're not here, then you're voting for the proposition. I mean,
Well, they were acting like their own little party, basically.
yes,
Right,
yes.
right.
So then they were proceeding with the credentialing, and every now and then I'd walk up to one of the people and I said, "You do know you're going to be violating a TRO, right? And you're subject to fine and/or jail." And some of them would say, "Yeah, we know," and some of them were, "What?" And I said, "Well, I mean, that's the process. You,
Just
if
so
you
you know.
violate, if you violate this TRO, you're subject to arrest and a fine. Okay, so just know that." Second of all, I said the bond was paid. I happen to have firsthand knowledge that there is a bond paid. I know the receipt there, and in my conversation with Representative Holtorf, he looked at me and says, "Well, let me see it." I said, "Well, I'm not authorized to show it to you, but you can take." I said, "You can take my word that it's valid, that there is a bond on file, and it was paid duly, so the TRO is valid. So if you guys proceed with this meeting, you're in violation." And he walked off. And then Barb Kirkmeyer got in my face in the lobby, and I said, "You do know you're going to be violating a TRO." And she goes, "No, we're not. The bond wasn't paid." I said, "Yes, it was." She said, "No, it wasn't." I said, "Well, I happen to know that it was, and I've seen the receipt. So if you proceed with this, you're in
Right.
violation." And then she looked at me sternly. She says, "You're the problem. You're the reason this party's in the shambles." I said, "No." I looked at her straight in the face. I said, "No, you're the problem." I
Good
said,
for you.
and
Well,
she started getting huffy, and I said, "By the way, what is your voting record at the legislature?" I said, "You have a failing grade as a state senator, and you're going to sit here and tell me I'm the problem?" No.
yeah.
So, anyways, then she storms off, and then it was about 20
What did
minutes
she
later.
base her view that there
Oh,
was
that
no
was the
receipt?
funniest part. Yeah. I said, "Well, how do you know that the bond wasn't paid?" "Well, we have a report from Nine News that the bond wasn't paid." And I said, "So you're going to sit here and tell me that you're going to rely on Nine News, who really loves Republicans, and to give you the data that you think you need to hold this meeting?" I said, "Well, good luck with that. I'm sure Kyle Clark is rolling around laughing."
He'd like to see you. Well, it was kind of funny just in reading the Twitter, because Ernest Lunning, who's a Colorado politics supporter, was initially saying, okay, they didn't pay the bond. And then he's like, oh, just a few minutes later, he goes, oh, wait, they were able to verify the bond was paid.
Yeah,
And
that's when she
so.
got on stage and said, "We have verified the bond has been paid, so we can't proceed with this meeting. So we're going to have just a little town hall, and we're going to have some candidates come up and speak, whatever." And one of the arguments that another person was telling me is, says, "Well, the state party can't tell us if we can meet or not." I said, "The state party is not telling you whether you can meet or not. It's telling you you can't conduct this business of trying to remove a chairman. You can meet till you're blue in the face. There's nothing wrong with that. That's your First Amendment right, And I'm not telling you you can't meet. I'm just here to make sure you don't conduct any business." And you say, "Well, what authority do you have?" I said, "Well, I'm a voting member and I'm a Republican, so I think that's authority
Well, these
enough."
people, it sounds just like a cluster, and it sounds like everybody and their mother. I mean, I think we're going to have our dog run to be state party. I mean, it's coming up. I was reading, somebody wrote a column, and it's up on Rhino Watch, but they're calling them Bremeristas, like for the
Bremeristas.
for Eli Bremer,
Oh my God.
Bremeristas.
Yeah,
But I mean, so Steve Pack from Douglas County says, "I'm running." Then his county puts out a thing and
yep.
says,
We
"We
think you
don't agree.
stink.
Yeah, we think you stink." So you've got Adams, Jeffco, Douglas, all these counties where the chairman want to be the state party chair now, and the county people are saying, no, we don't agree with anything. It's, I mean, what are they doing? Are they just
Well,
power hungry?
they were basically trashing the party the whole way. And then another, they were looking for people that had been aggrieved by the party. And one of them was my own chairman from Denver here, Roger Rowland, gets up and says, "Well, I was on the executive committee and they retaliated against me and removed me from the executive committee because I had filed this resolution." Well, come to find out, Roger term expired in February. The resolution wasn't filed until like April or May. And so this was all preceding all of this stuff.
Right.
So he got up there and made everybody there think that that Dave Williams and the party just retaliated against him because he was in favor of having Chairman Williams removed. Liar, liar, liar. And the day of the vote, because I called him. They were having the ExCom meeting that night. I said, "Roger, I said, I hope you're not going to get on board with this stuff." And he goes, "Oh no, Hugo, I agree with you. This is not something we need to do."
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. And then
Daniel,
the
Phil.
next day I hear unanimous vote on
Right.
the resolution. And I called him. I said, "You lying dog."
Lie.
Said our comm
Lie.
chair says the same things. Oh, we don't need to do this. And then he's the one who helped set up the whole thing with the church. You know, and my whole thing is, I agree with you. It's like, I like Dave Williams. Everybody knows we support Dave Williams. But a couple things. One, oh, I don't know, call me crazy. There's an election coming up.
Really?
You know,
Whoa,
maybe
huh?
we should be spending time and energy not on Saturday mornings trying to oust the party chair with fake illegal meetings, but maybe we could do some door knocking, fundraising. I don't know.
Yeah.
Call
Does
me.
that come with sandwiches?
Yeah.
That's what I've been writing is look at all this time we've spent going back and forth between the two factions, emailing and social media and calling for special meetings and all this stuff when we could all be focusing on our candidates and the races. And, if you don't like the chairman, guess what? There's an election next spring. You can remove him, replace him, whatever you want to do. But
Right.
this is not the time to do. I said, one of the analogies I used, and I heard it from someone else, so I'm not going to take credit for it, but it would be like having the Denver Broncos 2 weeks away from a Super Bowl. And you fire the coach. You don't fire coaches in the middle of a season. You fire them at the
Right.
end of the season based on their performance. And
Right.
this is the same thing. We're in the middle of this contentious election cycle. We've got a shot, a real shot, at gaining two or three seats here this time around. And I firmly believe we got a shot in CD8. I think Gabe
Yeah.
Evans is a great candidate. So we've got some shots to pick up some seats both locally and nationally. And these people want to carry on their little witch hunt and try to remove Dave. And then by the way, Todd, and I don't know if you know this, but Todd has been removed as vice chair of El Paso County.
Oh, they
Did
did.
they remove him?
I knew they were
They
going.
removed him. You know why they removed him? They removed him for cause because it's clear in the bylaws if you're not going to do your duties, the
Right.
executive committee can remove you. He
Yeah.
hasn't
And
shown
your
up.
duties are defined by doing what the chair wants.
Yeah.
Well, and Vicky says
Bingo.
he hasn't come to any of the meetings. He hasn't done anything. He like was using their things. Well, Hugo, we only have a couple of minutes. One of the things I found interesting is Chris Murray, a former Brownstein fan, you know, who was KBB's lawyer, who
And
killed.
before KBB.
And before KB, yeah, and yes, and before KBB, he's been the state, but I mean, he was charging them an outrageous amount of money. He showed up there. Now they're kind of talking about, oh, well, we're going to try to appeal it. I mean, we haven't heard anything. Initially, they were saying they're going to appeal it to the Supreme Court. It's like,
He
yeah, right.
showed up where?
Apparently, he was at the meeting, or he was, we were told he was their lawyer. They
Well,
were
if he was
talking.
there, he wasn't there when I was there. And I was
Okay.
there till from like 7 a.m. till almost 1 p.m. If he showed up, it was after that. But he wasn't there when, because
How
I know
many
Chris.
people were there?
Well, who were there? Not
Well,
like you, who were there?
at the right before they did their credentialing, I did a head count, a physical head count. Now, I can be off a few when it's hard to count everybody, but my estimate of the crowd in the room was about 60. And my estimate of having just heard conversations, some of those weren't even voting members. They were either spouses of people that were there or friends or just interested people.
Or candidates.
So,
I mean, Eli Bremmer is not part
well,
of this.
yeah, candidates. Bremer's not a central committee member. So that was my head count. And they, I heard, I was watching the video that they were doing with their little forum at the end. And what's his name? I can't remember now who it was. Oh, no, I can't remember who it was that spoke up. But they were saying, well, we had about a, oh, it was Steve Peck, actually.
Ah, perfect.
And he got up, he said, well, and he said it this morning too on Jeff and Bill's show. He said, there was about 100 to 120 people there. And that's a lie. They never even approached 100 people. Even with the cows out in the pasture, you know. So, you know, anyway, the whole bottom line of this whole thing is that had they held the meeting, okay, they wouldn't have had a quorum, they wouldn't have had the votes. It takes 60% of the entire body. They think it's 60% of those present at the meeting. That's not
Right.
correct. So, you know, they wouldn't have been able to do anything anyway, regardless of the TRO. So these people now want to move forward. They're marching. Their battle cry now is, we're not going to stop. They sound like Kamala. We're not going to stop. They're not going to stop.
That's great, Hugo. Thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you.
Where can people listen to your podcast?
Yeah, we're on Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 right now, and we're hoping to add on to that. Our audience is growing. We're on YouTube and Rumble and X. So we're now approaching 4,500 followers on X. So we're growing little by little, and we're just that's our goal is to basically message to Hispanic voters. And start bringing more of them into the Republican Party because it's my own personal belief that the more Hispanic voters we can bring in, the stronger the party is going to
Yes.
be, and we can start winning some races.
And
I
what's the
agree.
name of the podcast?
The Hispanic Patriot.
Okay. Hugo,
Yeah.
so thank you so much
Thank
for
you,
your
Matt
time.
Hugo.
Appreciate
Great.
it. All right.
Great
We'll talk to you
job.
soon. And
Great
just real quick
job.
from
Thank you,
Charlene.
guys.
Thank you. Excuse the expression. Vicky Tonkins equals cojones. Yes. And I know we had some callers here, guys. We'll get to you all on Wednesday, okay? Because we'll be talking more about this on Wednesday. But for now, and we'll try to get Daniel Greenfield back again, too.
Monday.
Yeah, but thank you so much to Hugo. Everybody on Zoom, good to have Thomas
Appreciate it.
back running the ship.
Yep. And so we'll see you Wednesday.
All right. Bye, everybody.